Beautiful people, episode 138 of the Ignite Your Purpose Show podcast vlog. Today we are here to chin wag because of something John's going through right now. Frustration. And how to deal with it, how to progress from it, how to grow with it, how to accept it. John, who are we? What do we do?
We are Ignite Your Purpose. Woo! And we're talking longevity through a healthy lifestyle, we hope, when we're not too frustrated. And it's a mix of the mental, physical, spiritual, mind, body, soul, negative to positive each and every day, even when with this little bit of hair that I've got left, I'm desperately trying to pull it all out. I'll explain the scenario is we've been getting some guidance on SEO, Facebook, sharing, backlinks, the YouTube, all of these things from a friend of mine, and he's been in this game for a while. And so he's kind of spouting at us with, you know, giving it with love and freedom and all this kind of stuff.
Great guy.
I don't know about Max, but he's just blowing my head apart because it's just so new. And I was saying earlier, I thought, just one thing at a time, just one thing at a time. It's so frustrating because I don't get it, but that's because it's new. And today I've been trying to, does anybody know how to conduct an interview on YouTube?
From two separate locations.
Two separate locations on the same channel, or just from one channel to somebody, just talk to us. So I was sat here frustrated, then started talking to Max, and everything's rosy again because we've lifted the energy. But then I just thought back to 6 months ago when we'd never recorded a show and we didn't know what a computer was, and
we still live in a cage.
We're putting money in the meter to get the bloody mouse to go around. And so much of what we do is straightforward, it's so basic, and we've got the format, and we finish this format, and we copy it and share it, and we turn it from an MP4 into an MP3, and then we upload it to an audio and have it translated into a blog, and then we write some words, and then we do the SEO on it. And a lot of that's really straightforward now. So all of a sudden, when there's this idea to do something new and you get frustrated, I think that is just a reflection of life, because I think it's the only constant in life is we keep going, we keep moving on, we get new things, new challenges, and it's frustrating. And I think it's just about being able to kind of center yourself and then think, well, actually, where I am now to where was I before, this is a new problem, which is a good thing because it means I've progressed from different problems or lesser problems. But Max, are you know, give us some of your Zen shit.
Oh my God, I got so much to say. It's such a good thing, because you know what? Every single one of us goes through this, right? And the one thing that is the only certainty in life, the constant thing in life, is change. So, you know, once we think we have one thing mastered, it's going to change. So we're going to be forced to grow. And we spoke about this in the past. If you want that mundane, average, normal, and you're happy with staying in your box where you're at, then this isn't for us. This isn't for you and I, John, or you grow with it, right? And I'll give you this as an example, and we've all heard this and seen the memes, I'm sure, but when we were 9 months old or 2 years old and we were learning to walk, we didn't go, oh my God, it's try number 213, I'm frustrated, I'm just gonna keep crawling, right? At some point, we just did it. Right, John? We just did it, and we learned it, and then we learned how to hop, and then we learned how to run, and then we learned how to dance, and then it's just always progressing. We learn how to bounce on one leg. And this is the truth. For John and I, for example, we might get next week, this conversation will be in the past, and we'll go, man, we've got that mastered, but then guess what? Google's going to change something. YouTube's going to change an algorithm, and we're going to have to learn something new. And it will be frustrating, but it's not insurmountable. So to be at peace with the frustration is great.
And yes, and we're all, I'm seeing frustration as a negative. Well, actually, it's a positive because it means I'm putting myself in that position of growth, of learning, of newness, and not being static and stagnant. Because the moment we stagnate and become static, we don't ever become static. We actually go backwards, we reverse the other way. It's like evolution. We've gone from the sea to land through the evolution of mammals up to the Homo sapien or whatever version we're on at the moment. You know, there's a tech version. And it's almost everything's become so easy. We just sit and cruise and wait for the next thing to come along. But I think maybe we're going in the other direction because we don't need to think anymore because the information's there. We don't know how to use our brains or to remember, you know, the 30 or 300 telephone numbers we all used to know.
Yeah.
So actually, frustration is a good thing to have. There we go.
There is a gentleman by the name of something. Oh my gosh, we'll put the link in there. He was on the course I took, and he said that frustration is basically just you or I putting up a wall and not wanting to deal with it. It's getting over that frustration that shows us, hey, we are capable. So if we give up once we're frustrated, we're actually using it as an excuse. Whatever that excuse may be, this is too hard, this is too easy, this isn't for me, blah, blah, blah. It's a form of excuse. So to meet that bastard head on and fight for your life to get past that shows deep down who you are, who we all are as people.
I think I've said this before, you know, we all want the easy route, this elevator to bypass these five levels. You get to the end of a level and you've got a big challenge on a computer game, and you defeat the demon or you take out the big ugly ogre with the swords and things, and then you get to the next level. And there's always this puzzle and this maze to get to the end of the level, then this one big challenge, and you go up. And there is no magic elevator around that. And I think
There isn't.
if there was, we wouldn't get the learnings and we wouldn't get the experience of going through that challenge. But knowing that there is something bigger and worthwhile on the other side is possibly the thing to keep front and center. So that is, yeah, sorry, rambling there, but Max is frozen. Max is going to come back now. He's going to have a pearler of a takeaway for you all. Or he's not. He's just going to play on his phone. Right. So
I
Max
was
is.
trying to look. I was looking for that guy's name, and it's evading me. Bill Cox or Will Cox. Anyway, I'll put it in the link. Sorry, guys. The takeaway is we're human. We're gonna get frustrated. It's just how we deal with it. And for John and I, for example, today we get frustrated, but at least we can vibe off each other and elevate the mood, right?
I laugh about it, but as
Yeah.
always from us, we appreciate your time. We appreciate you watching and listening, whether it's on the Facebook, the YouTube, the Podbeam, the Medium, wherever it is. You know, we're having trouble with remembering passwords at the moment and logons and things. So if you can find
More
us,
frustration.
it means we're doing something right. But please hit the thumbs up, subscribe, share, like, comment. If you know the answer to the YouTube thing, give us a share.
Please. As always, people, thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. We
See you next
appreciate you
time.
guys.
Cheers. Bye.